Recently, we here at Men's Rights Edmonton attended the local slut walk. The slut walk is structured in such a way that the participants meet at one location, have a rally, and then march to another location and have another little mini rally there. Last year, we were waiting for them at the secondary rally point with a message of love. This year, we walked around the outside of the primary rally with a sign that said, "Rape culture is a myth." And we handed out some handy-dandy pamphlets that can be found on our website, mensrightsedmonton.com. I know that I made a YouTube video promising not to instigate a single conversation with a single feminist. I broke my promise. I started a conversation with one. Her name is Danielle Boudreau, and she took part in a panel discussion with several prominent Edmontonians a few months ago, wherein she asked if anyone from our group had taken responsibility for the Don't Be That Girl poster campaign and shown our faces. I couldn't help myself. I had to go tell her that we had a spokeswoman, Karen Strawn, talking about it on CBC, CTV, and Global News, and that I ran for city council, and that we have this YouTube channel.
I think you do great work getting young women off the streets and off of drugs, but you
That's
were...
not what I do.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought you were helping women transition out of prostitution.
No.
No? Oh, I apologize. But I did see that you were on the panel with Ryan Jesperson, and you were saying that the guys from Men's Rights Edmonton don't show our faces in regards to the posters that we were putting up, the parody posters of Don't Be That Guy.
All I said was, I don't see who they are. They've never shown their faces. We expected you guys
but we
to
have.
Show up at the...
We have repeatedly.
Well, now.
We have repeatedly.
This is my first time.
Karen Strong was all over CBC, CTV.
Okay,
I have a YouTube channel. Well, the point is that what you were saying is flat out untrue. We have shown our faces.
Seen you. What I said is I hadn't seen
But just
you.
Now, we have it on record. You just said that we didn't show our faces. You didn't just leave it at saying that we don't show, that you haven't seen it.
I said at the rape culture thing, so what are you trying to get at?
No, you said everybody sat around and there was a consensus that we had not gone on the record showing faces and owning up. My point is you lied about us.
No, that wasn't a lie.
Yeah, it was a lie.
If I hadn't seen you, I hadn't seen you.
No,
so what's your point?
Well,
what are you getting at?
Point is, here's my face. My name is Nick Redding. It is not Bob Jones. I'm pleased to meet you. Try telling the truth now.
So, basically, Danielle Boudreau is one ignorant slut. But for the most part, I kept my promise and just let the slut walkers come to me and ask questions of me.
Would you like a pamphlet?
No.
It was great. Hitler. Love that guy. So awesome.
You can take us. We want to be alike.
What's
your beef with Men's Rights Edmonton? What's your point? I really want to have a conversation.
I have no problem with men's rights at all.
Great.
Feminism is not a colony.
Really? Are you aware that there are two legal rights on the books that Canadian women have that Canadian men do not?
Oh, what are those?
The right to genital integrity and the right to legal paternal surrender. Now, when I say genital integrity, I mean that in 1997, Section 268 of the Criminal Code of Canada, which has to do with assault, was amended to prohibit...
Thank you.
Any incisive...
What brings you guys here?
Stimulation, otherwise mutilating...
How is this going to stop
right? What that does...
But I just want to know, why would you think that's stopped right? Let's go to this thing. What's the end game? How does this stop right?
So if you're saying that feminism is fighting for gender equality by making things better...
People don't know about rape?
How is the issue being addressed by coming to this event? That's the question.
Because if you guys say it's about rape awareness, then are you aware that roughly half of the victims of rape are men? Right. So then, what's being done about that issue? How does this event speak to that issue? Okay. That's not gendered, no, but much of the language here. I noticed lots of your friends are wearing women's symbols. Why, well, what's the point? I mean, if it's not a gendered issue, why is it so gendered?
Mainly because the only ones who seem to be trying to draw more attention to it are women.
Then why are so many of these?
I don't hate you. I want to see it along. I'm personally pretty tired of seeing
Do you mind if you're on?
I do mind.
Okay. Well, our question would be, first of all, if you're framed in the context of rape culture, which basically identifies rape as a male-only crime, and which women are the only victims of it, and we live in a culture which normalizes that, that's a counterproductive message to put out. And also the idea that feminism is an ideology of hatred and bigotry. Feminism is an ideology, women are a group of people. So the two are separate and not at all connected. So why is it that a lot of women here have women symbols on them, and why are they talking this about this in the context of rape culture? We're not saying that we're men, we feel oppressed, and we're threatened by you. That's not our message.
What is the message?
Rape culture is a myth. This idea that we live in a culture that accepts or normalizes rape is obviously untrue. It's why Special Victims Unit is such a popular show. It's because people hate the idea of rapists running around in society. But what our message is that rape is not a gendered issue. It's something men and women commit on men and women, and most unfortunately children. We got to start looking at it. Because again, rape culture, as defined by the feminist movement, is identifying it as a male-only crime, one in which women are the only victims of it.
I actually was there not to engage feminists, but any casual blue pill observers in the vicinity. I mean, it's a public park. There were people walking by, and there were even people in the slut walk who were not feminists, believe it or not. Yeah, the slut walk is billed as being an event that helps victims of sexual assault reclaim some power. But actually, the whole thing is designed to promote the notion of so-called rape culture. The pamphlets we distributed discussed the statement recently put out by RAIN, the Rape and Incest National Network, saying that we don't live in a rape culture. I know that no feminist will let inconvenient facts like that pass their impenetrable wall of dogma, which is why I handed it out to non-slutwalkers, non-feminists. But for the most part, it was just distributing them to people who walked by. We were actually received quite well by members of the public, and we were interviewed by CBC. Now, there were some uniformed police on hand just to keep everything running smoothly, and they did. As soon as I saw them, I walked up and introduced myself, and I showed them the pamphlets, and I told them what our intentions were. And that came in handy when a young lady started screaming at me like I was somehow victimizing her.
Obviously, the majority of the onus is on the person committing the crime. That's right. If I have CSA-approved work boots on. When I go to my job site, I am required by law to wear certain clothing that protects me. If I go onto a construction site, I am required by law to wear a hard hat. I am required by law to wear clothing that could protect me from harm.
For your safety from inanimate objects. What about people who have minds?
You mean the people who throw the objects off of higher levels of the building?
No, I mean the people who rape other people because of their clothing, or who sexually harass people because of their clothing.
Well, do you know why short hair has been stereotypically male since ancient Rome?
No, inform me.
Because it's harder to grab a hold of. It's easier to grab a hold of long hair, such as mine, than it is to grab a hold of short hair, such as yours. Long clothes, and I notice you are not wearing any of these. You have trim nails, you have utilitarian boots. I think your outfit is very pretty. I don't believe that a person's that dressing provocatively contributes to rape. I do, however, believe that having long hair, dangly earrings, long nails, high-heeled shoes, and flowing robes make it easier to grab onto a person, make it harder for them to run away. The point is, bad shit can happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time. And if you're going to wear clothing that makes it harder for you to resist those possibilities, then yeah, some of the responsibility does lie on your shoulders. Just like if I were to walk onto a construction site without a hard hat or work boots.
Okay, so bad shit can happen to anyone at any time.
Yes.
Why are so many more women raped than men?
They're not.
Yes,
they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Where are you getting your statistics?
Where are you going to use it?
Websites count the studies.
Oh, okay, so you're not actually going to give me any specifics. Sorry. We want to talk about a rape culture. We're talking about a culture that laughs at men who get raped in prison. They tell jokes about not dropping the soap, which is where the majority of sexual assaults occur.
One in four women is sexually assaulted throughout their
that
life.
Number, that number, where are you getting that number? You're pulling it out of your ass.
A Stanford study of their students.
Which one? Oh, of their students. So yeah. they weren't talking to police.
No.
They weren't talking to police. They were talking to people who accepted every single allegation as true.
That was that factoid has traced all the way back to its source, and it's been proven to be completely without merit.
Okay, so where are you getting your sources that say that it's incorrect?
That's why we gave you a pamphlet.
Show me.
It's right on there. We got a links on there for you to look at.
You want me to open it for you? You want me to read it to you too? Are you literate, ma'am?
Yes,
past
I'm
grade
literate.
Three? Well, then read it yourself.
We got statistics right on there, for crying out loud.
You want to teach me? Teach me.
Read it yourself. I can only show you the door. I can't open it for you.
So you're saying that because I'm wearing earrings because...
You're not wearing earrings.
Hypothetically, if I was wearing earrings, if I had long nails, if I had a dress on, if I had high heels on, then it's my fucking fault. The people are screaming at me from trucks when I was 10 fucking years old.
I love rape. I can't tell you how much I love rape, honey. It's amazing. It's great. I eat babies too,
guys,
and I'm
guys,
racist.
Guys, nobody's here to start any fights. For the love of God, I don't want to have to break one up. The fact is, you guys are basically arguing for different points. Your mission and their mission are different, so please don't clash. This is supposed
to
be. Stop. I'm not asking for anybody to take blame. I'm asking for this to end peacefully.
Thank you.
So for both of you, understand you guys are fighting different fights, and you guys are getting into the same argument. So please, this is supposed to be a good event. Everybody's supposed to be happy about this. Please don't turn this in. We don't want to take the track away from the actual message today. They have their message, you have yours. If they don't jive, so be it. But so nobody's here to victimize anybody else.
We don't want to give them
like
power.
What's that?
Ladies, we don't want to give that power.
Exactly. So I ask respectfully for you guys, please just walk away from this. You don't have to like each other. All I'm asking is you don't turn this into something that I have to officially get involved.
Can you stop your argument for me?
Please don't. Guys, just walk. I'm asking you, please.
I want to know.
Asking. But does his opinion really matter to you? Honestly. Yes. His opinion.
Yes.
Danielle?
His personal opinion.
How's it going?
Yes.
What's
why
going
would,
on?
Why would his opinion matter to you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I just want to know
there's
your
some,
argument.
There's some of this. If you guys want to clash, please do it elsewhere. That's all I ask.
It also helped that I flooded the event with cameramen, right? Having cameramen all over the place keeps everybody honest. Especially in a clash with the police. We also had our MGTOW buddy Dave set up right by the soundstage. He was dressed as kind of a schoolgirl. His message was a little bit different from ours. He was just there to tell people all about being MGTOW. That was it. Yeah, for the most part, things went very smoothly, but obviously we got some pushback from the slutwalkers. One thing they did that I foresaw was they attempted to cover up my sign with their sign. Raz built our sign with a really long handle, so I could just stand there and lift it higher than theirs. And then there were the two freak-out screaming sessions that the cops had to come break up. And I wasn't screaming, it was just the feminists. And near the end, the fembots tried to steal a purse belonging to a woman that came out to help us. Never leave anything out of your sight. That was Renata put her purse on the ground. She put her bag on the ground behind us, and this young lady swooped in and grabbed it. So, just don't leave anything unattended.
That's why I think you should really be listening to what people are saying. That's
well,
not what
here's the thing.
Here
I listen to what feminists say in public.
You're pro-reconceptualization of the problem.
Excuse me, do you mind if you're on...
It's a serious question, we're not pro-rape. Alright, if you identify as a feminist, can you do me a favor? My pamphlets were lifted from my pocket. That woman's purse was stolen. Can you do me a favor and tell you, if you are a feminist, can you tell your fellow feminists not to violate the rights of people they disagree with? Because that seems to be a major problem.
That doesn't go with my brand of feminism.
It's never
going
with
good news is Renata still has her purse. And but I did also have all my pamphlets lifted from my cargo pocket. So next time we are going to have everything secured, because feminists will steal anything that isn't bolted down, and they will enjoy legal immunity. Zipper pockets, you know, backpacks, things that someone can't just walk up and snatch. If you bring cameras, get a strap to put around your wrist. And they've already threatened to smash our cameras before. A lot of what we do is meant to be instructional material for other groups in other cities. So if you have any questions about how to do certain things, or how to handle certain situations, or if you have any suggestions, please leave them in the comments section. Okay? Nick Redding, Men's Rights Edmonton.com.